What kind of tune will the Titans be singing this year? We're about to tell you. I'm Jeremy here with Bryce and Billy. We're going to try to get into the Titans real quick. Just, you know, straight off the cuff here, what are you guys seeing out of Tennessee this year?
I would say, in my opinion, from what I've seen, just obviously in the one preseason, the small sampling that I've seen for the Tennessee Titans, I see them as a team that's probably going to improve. Last year, Chris Johnson really never took off to what we thought he was going to be, what he has been for the past few seasons. It was in large part from that offensive line. I mean, if you watch Chris Johnson play, if you saw a lot of their games, you saw that Chris Johnson was getting hit constantly, almost every single down in the backfield, and it was really frustrating for a running back of his stature to be doing that. Later on in the season, he kind of picked it up and kind of found his ground, but I don't see that offensive line having this much trouble or that much trouble as they did last year or early on in the season this year, and I think it's really going to help Chris Johnson establish that run game again for the Tennessee Titans.
Well, no, and the first team offense that played against Washington's defense actually in the preseason, and granted, it's preseason, take it for with a grain of salt, he's averaging 30 yards a carry right now.
Do you see him keeping that up, Billy?
No, I don't. But at the same time, I do see him having a bounce-back season, like you said. Their offensive line has improved. They did go out and get an offensive lineman that will help. I think that this team will improve a little bit. And I think, you know, with just a little bit more mentoring under the quarterback brigade over there. I mean, you still got Locker out there. That's got to get better.
Agreed.
I mean, and you know, he's in his third season this year. He has to get better, right?
I would think so.
But they did the smartest thing they could do, and I guess the smartest thing available. In case Locker doesn't pan out, they put Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is at least, you know, average as opposed to just a huge drop off. I mean, these guys are kind of close. Maybe one's a little better than the other, but in case it's kind of telling Locker that if you don't start, you know, proving yourself, we've already got the next guy.
Yeah.
I completely agree. But I mean, you have to look and say, okay, well, if the offenses are going to improve this year because the offensive line is better, that's going to create more opportunities for Chris Johnson. It's going to create more opportunities for Jake Locker to stand back in the pocket and actually make throws, then you have to turn around and look at the other side of the football and go, well, what happened with the defense?
I agree, and I think that's the big weakness in this team is going to be that defense. You look at last year, they were, you know, 22nd in pass yards, 21st in rushing, and that's just not good enough, especially, you know, in a division that boasts the Indianapolis Colts, who have become resurgent under Andrew Luck, and the Houston Texans. Obviously, they have a patsy in the Jacksonville Jaguars, but a defense that is that lackluster in a division against pretty good offense opponents, it's just not going to cut it.
Well, their points allowed was 29.4 last year per game, which puts them all about 32nd in the league. So they've definitely got to stop giving up so many points.
And they gave up 21 points in preseason game. But, again, take it with a grain of salt. But let's look at that schedule real quick. And I actually talked to the guys before we started recording. They've got a three-game stretch between week 3 and week 5 where they face San Diego, the Jets, and Kansas City. And in that three games, you have – and these are all at home. So in that three games, you have to assume you're either going to find out whether the Tennessee Titans are for real this year and whether they can beat – a resurgent Kansas City team, from what Bryce is going to say, a San Diego team, which is probably middle of the pack, but it still has some offensive weapons, and the Jets, which are just awful. So you have to go, those have to be three wins for this Tennessee Titans team to have any chance at all.
Yeah, they've pretty much got six. I mean, I wouldn't say gimmies because nothing's a gimme in the NFL anymore, but they've got six that they should walk away with, and if they can win at least two of those other games, then I mean, you're looking about 8-8 this year, which is a vast improvement from their 6 wins last year.
Yes, 6-10 last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they won't get as good a draft pick, but I'm not sure that they need to reload with younger people right now anyway.
I agree. I'm along the same lines as you guys. I see this Tennessee team, and I see a lot of the games, and they're winnable. You know, the first probably five or six teams we did in this 32-32, we were looking at the schedule and we were saying, wow, this is just a juggernaut schedule. Well, not so here with the Tennessee Titans. You look at their schedule, and it's very very easily see 7, maybe 8 wins in this schedule if they step it up. And if Jake Locker doesn't prove, and if, like I think is going to happen, that those offensive linemen do keep the blockers off of Chris Johnson and let him go north and south rather than east and west and bouncing it out and trying to find holes.
Well, the back end of their schedule is also looking at St. Louis, you know, Jacksonville twice, that and Oakland also.
Mm-hmm.
So those games right there, you have to say, okay, those should be wins for the Tennessee Titans team. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at those three wins, maybe another one in Pittsburgh if they get lucky in week one, you know, you're right, 8-8 is probably going to be the ceiling, but I think it's going to be the ceiling. So we're probably looking more of a 7-9, a 6-10 again for the Tennessee Titans team, but it's going to be an improved 6-10. Does that make sense?
I agree, yeah. They're going to be a better team all around. They're going to be more talented. They're going to be more, you know, the teamwork's going to be there. Chemistry's going to be there, but the record's just not going to show it.
Right. It's just like saying, you know, hate to skip around, but, you know, with the Falcons having 13 wins last year, they're probably not going to get 13 this year, but they're a better ball club overall. They're in a better position even at 10, 11, 12 wins. So to say that Tennessee is still going to improve and have the same record is saying that they're doing the right things. They just have a tough schedule.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Saying 8-8?
Yeah, I'm gonna go, I really wanna go 7-9. I think I'm gonna go 7-9, official on the record for the Tennessee Titans this year, 7-9.
Okay, how about you, Daniel? Daniel, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Daniel's
not here. Jeremy.
Yeah, I'd like to say 8-8. I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I mean, St. Louis to me is the coin flip game for them, and I actually think St. Louis is a little bit steadier than they are right now. So I'm gonna go 7-9.
You know what? I'm gonna go 6-10. But like I said, I think it's gonna be an improved 6-10. I think that it's still a young team, and I think with their young offense, with the quarterback, I think it's gonna improve this year, but I think it is still, I mean, they're still running up against some pretty talented teams. Denver, you know, the Colts twice, San Francisco and Seattle. And Houston twice. So, I mean, these are teams that you're going to have to beat in order to be an elite team. And honestly, and a lot of people are saying, you know, the third preseason game is always the dress rehearsal for the season. What they do against Atlanta in the third preseason game is really going to factor in as considering most of the starters will be in there for probably three quarters and just see exactly where they sit at the end of third preseason game.
Uh-huh.
But for Jeremy, for Bryce, this has been the Tennessee Titans preview, and I'm Billy. Thanks, guys, for listening.